I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Union Avenue Opera continues its 20th festival season with Andre Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire, based on the Tennessee Williams play. Please welcome sopranos Lacey Sauter and Catherine Giaquinto, who sing Blanche and Stella respectively, and director Chris Limber. And this is not only a St. Louis premiere for this production, but a first time for all three of you at Union Avenue, so welcome.
Thank you.
Chris, A Streetcar Named Desire, the play, the movie, we all know it so well. Is that a plus or a minus when you're directing a show like this?
Oh, it's a big plus, and particularly with this opera because it's so sensitively adapted to the operatic form. And I actually brought a quote that I want to read to you. It was from the very first review of the 1947 Streetcar production as John Chapman from the New York Daily News, and he said, the new play is a full-scale, throbbingly alive, compassionate, and heart-wrenchingly human play. It has the tragic overtones of grand opera and is indeed the story of a New Orleans Camille.
I was reading something about it the other day, and the author was pointing out he was surprised it took so long to become an opera because it seemed like such a natural.
Yeah, the composer, Andre Previn, you were telling the story from the lecture that you heard about his decision to write the opera.
Yes, they called him. As I understand it, they had been, San Francisco Opera had been maybe suggesting different topics for Previn to set into an opera. And when they finally called him and said, how about Streetcar Named Desire? He said, the time it'll take me to say yes is as long as it takes for me to hang up the phone. So it was pretty instantaneous.
And that's Catherine. And Catherine, you play Stella. Lacey, you play Blanche. What interesting characters, huh?
They are very interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
No pressure there.
Very challenging. Just a few icons to live up to.
Well, let's start with some music. This is something that Stella sings. I Can Hardly Stand It. Would you say something about that?
Sure. This is actually the first aria in the entire opera. Up until now, we've mostly been hearing basically sung conversation. And it does a couple things. It sets up Stella's character. I think it's a little bit of a clue. It's the first time she opens up to her sister Blanche about her feelings for Stanley. And we get a glimpse into the very passionate feelings that she has about him. And also it's the first time that we're hearing the more lyrical musical language that Previn uses for the more intimate emotional moments in the opera.
Union Avenue Opera presents A Streetcar Named Desire August 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th at Union Avenue Christian Church. We're talking with Catherine Giaquinto, who plays Stella, and with Lacey Sauter, who plays Blanche, and director Chris Limber is here too. Well, we should mention Stanley. Who sings that role?
Bernardo Bermudez. And he's a wonderful singer, and he's also from L.A.?
Yeah, we actually met for the first time at the L.A. Opera production of Streetcar.
Oh, that's
we were both doing our homework, and so we showed up to see the production, and that's where we were first introduced. And it was a really amazing production. It was a more stripped-down version. They set it in a sort of negative space with just basic props, tables and chairs. And what was most interesting was the orchestra was on stage. So you have the character of Blanche, for example, her first entrance, she walks through the orchestra, and they also had a chorus of Stanley-type men all wearing these white tank top shirts and smoking and playing cards. So they got to sort of surround all the characters and the women, and they would either leer at the women or they would try to seduce them. It was pretty great.
Lacey, let's talk a little bit about the plot line and the characters. You play Blanche. I believe you're in an opening scene, aren't you?
Yes, the first scene is Blanche coming into New Orleans and trying to find her sister's place, and she's just shocked by what she's seeing.
Let's back up. Stella and Blanche are sisters.
Yes.
And so Stella is living with her husband, Stanley, and you're Blanche, and so you enter.
So I enter, and, well, first I see my sister, and I tell her everything that's been going on at home and that we've lost the plantation, and then I meet Stanley, and he's not quite the character I would envision my sister to have married.
Well, and Chris, she is sort of an air about her, doesn't she?
Blanche? Yes. Well, she's beginning to feel all the loss that she's recently had. You learn in the course of the story that her husband committed suicide, and she feels guilty for that, and that kind of starts.
But
her.
she's a fancy lady, at least in her mind.
She is.
And she's not living that way now.
She, her character, Blanche's character, and Stanley's character, actually in the 40s, where a lot of people talked about, here's a kind of a society woman from the old South, privileged, so forth, and she visits her sister who has run away from home to escape that whole world, and she's living with a Polish veteran who is a factory worker, and who kind of represents the immigrant America that was beginning to emerge in the 1940s. It also brings the opera's resonance very closely to a lot of situations that we have today. So Blanche is put up against a whole world that she doesn't understand and that she doesn't appreciate.
Right, and there's conflict between Blanche and Stanley.
Yes,
in more ways than
well,
more.
Blanche and Stanley are both fighting for the affection of Stella. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that kind of a emotional battle between them.
Here's a duet with Blanche and Stella. I took the blows on my face. What's that about?
So this is Blanche beginning to tell Stella everything that's been going on, and she's basically putting the blame that Stella should share the blame because she left home while I stayed home, and I was dealing with all the deaths in the family and all these really expensive funerals, and she only came home for the pretty part, which was the funerals. So
it's a pretty impressive speech, all Tennessee Williams text as well.
It is.
We're talking about Union Avenue Opera's presentation of A Streetcar Named Desire. We're talking with sopranos Catherine Giaquinto, Lacey Sauter, and with director Chris Limber. So, Stanley is sort of angry with Blanche's uppity behavior. There's a point where Blanche flirts with him. Then Blanche later meets a friend of Stanley's. Boy, that evening doesn't go well, though.
the poker night.
The poker night, yes.
That's a pretty iconic scene.
It's pretty explosive,
you know,
yes.
The play was originally entitled The Poker Game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that scene actually starts the play, but the opera starts differently.
This is usually produced with a very simple set. Is that how you're doing it?
The set is, it looks simple. It's very complex in its imagery. It has this small apartment, which has two rooms, and then outside of it, you get a sense of the impending world, New Orleans, and of course, all of the difficulties that living in the world point to. are represented in what's around the apartment itself.
There's another character that comes in later, Mitch, and Blanche ends up getting fairly serious with Mitch.
Yes, this is played by Anthony Webb in our production, and he's very, very charming. So it's one of Stanley's friends that she meets at his poker night, and she sees that he's a little bit different, and he's kind of a sensitive character, and he actually is more of a gentleman than the people that he hangs out with. But she actually does develop some feelings for him, and they both share a connection because they both lost someone that they loved.
There's another song in the show that's almost a duet between Blanche and Stella?
Yes, it's kind of as close to a duet as Previn gets. Apparently, when the opera was first commissioned, the Williams estate put restrictions and specified that they did not want any duets and ensembles. And our sort of best guess when we talk about it is that they wanted it to remain as close to the original dialogue of the play.
Previn felt constricted by that.
Yeah, I think he did. But what he did very cleverly is he has sort of a situational crunch of two characters in different mental spaces. So in this scene, this is after the very famous Stella scene where Stella and Stanley have kissed and made up, to put it politely. And this is kind of the morning after. Stella's waking up and she's humming a jazz song to herself, kind of in a blissful haze. And Blanche comes back in and is trying to convince her that she's married a lunatic.
We're talking about Union Avenue Opera's production of A Streetcar Named Desire. And one thing we haven't brought out, which probably we should have in the beginning, was Tennessee Williams and his St. Louis connection.
Yes.
We actually, Lacey and I, on our first day of rehearsal, went on a dinner break and happened to be dining across the street from a bronze bust of Tennessee Williams. We just stumbled across it. So we're kind of at ground zero for Tennessee Williams.
And Chris, this is not a typical production for Union Avenue. This is not a traditional show.
It's a very modern opera that has its very own way of presenting a story. Previn has done some really amazing things that are very different from traditional opera, which Union Avenue tends to do a lot and very well. So it's a kind of a stretch of their artistic wings. And Dead Man Walking, which they did a couple of seasons ago, was another contemporary opera. So it's very exciting for the company. This is their 20th season, and I think they wanted to do something really new.
And of course, I don't want to give away the end for the three people out there that don't know it, but Blanche has a birthday party, and things between Blanche and Stanley get ugly. And then Blanche has a very sad goodbye. Let's finish with I Can Smell the Sea Air. Blanche, what's that about?
This is Blanche's final aria, and Stella has told her that they're sending her to the country to get some rest and to recuperate after some traumatic events.
Which is a kind lie, because of course she's really going to a sanitarium.
Right. And she's convinced herself that actually one of her old admirers is going to be picking her up to take her on a lovely cruise. And so this is kind of an aria that talks about her fantasy land and what she's envisioning the rest of her life to be like.
Union Avenue Opera presents Andre Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire. It'll be Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, Friday and Saturday, the 8th and the 9th. And Chris, there's also a lecture series of both Friday nights at 7 o'clock.
Yes, at 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Room, which is right by the entrance to the theater. Glenn Bauer, an associate chair of Department of Music at Webster, will talk about the music and the story.
And if you'd like more information about this production, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Union Avenue's website. We've been talking to director Chris Limber. Chris, nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Last time I saw you, you were with Joan Lipkin here, I think.
Right. We were doing the Briefs Festival.
Right. Also, we've met soprano Lacey Sauter, who plays the role of Blanche. Lacey, nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
And Catherine Giaquinto plays Stella. And just one piece of trivia before we go. I understand you have a background as a sword fighter.
Oh, my goodness. Once upon a time, I was a film actor, and I moved to Los Angeles to go to theater school. I liked the stage combat class so much that I joined a troupe of professional stage combatants in Burbank for 4 years and threw some blades around.
Yeah, she's our fight captain.
So nobody argues with you on stage, I'm
Don't
sure.
Don't lie. Right. That's right. Actually, we have got some interesting scenes with Stella and Stanley getting a little rough with each other.
It's A Streetcar Named Desire at Union Avenue Opera. Catherine, Lacey, Chris, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Cinema St. Louis's second annual St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests will take a look at the increasing class divide, whether the middle class is eroding, and what can be done to close the gap between the classes. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Erica Smith, Aaron Dorr, Amanda Hunnickfort, and Kyle Jacoby. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.